Now, Dell, don't go away. We're going to have you right back. We're going to do some meat and potatoes right here in a minute, right with Sousa. Washington Post March.
You know, before we get past that amazing grace, I'm sure that some of you sat out there and listened to that and said, boy, that sounds the weirdest amazing grace I've ever heard. Well, actually, that amazing grace was written by one of our rangers, Ken McCoy, and he wrote it specifically to remember the 9/11 tragedies. So in the middle of it, there are hits where the planes hit. And it's very dissonant, obviously. And it sounds like it's half wrong and half right. And then at the end, amazing grace comes kind of shining through. And I think that's what our life's about. Every now and then when we get hit and things go wrong and we don't know where we're going to turn next, amazing grace comes shining through. So that's why it was a little bit different than what you might have sung in church lately.